It should be recording right now.
All right.
Yes, it is. Okay.
All right. Our 4 o'clock having arrived, we'll call the Notaries Community and Convention Center Board to order. Sarah, can you call the roll?
Yeah. David Aguayo.
Here.
Angela Bozo. Sherry Carter.
Present.
Kathleen Dutman.
Present.
Liz Doyle.
Here.
Chuck Erickson.
Here.
Judy Kurofsky. Glenn Craig. Aureliano Montes. Stephen Peters.
Here.
Jim Ring. Eric Ratier. Kevin Scheibler.
Here.
Mike Verveer. We'll probably be here eventually.
But for now,
But
we have a
we
quorum.
currently have quorum.
Excellent. Next up, approval of minutes of the September 18th, 2025 meeting. Can I get a motion? Right. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Are approved. Did we have any public comment?
No.
Seeing none. All right, disclosures and recusals. Anyone amongst us have any disclosures or recusals?
AHC Redevelopment Committee via the County Board.
All right. Thank you.
Sorry, I'm chair. No, like, so.
Think that counts. All right. First up, Steve. Booking pace update.
It can go up. How's everyone doing?
Good.
So as far as booking pace goes, things continue to trend along nicely in 2025. Currently, total events are 497 over last year's 481, 3% increase. The meetings are surprisingly over last year as well. Still not the 134 that we budgeted for, but luckily we're making up the revenue in events in other areas, specifically the conventions. And speaking of that, September was really strong for convention revenue, as Jeff will allude to, has propelled us into the good, as far as profitability. So as far as the booking pace goes, we're heading nicely into 2026. We project to have a total of 516 total events for this year. That's the latest projection.
Breaking that 500 mark. Nice.
And then from a marketing perspective, we're working with our new ad partner. They've created some new marketing concepts. We completed a photo shoot, and they're currently placing some print ad marketing pieces for both meetings. And some of you will see them in those publications, but they're really nice and well done. And then lastly, from an events perspective, we have come to an agreement on a new event services manager who's accepted the position and will be starting on November 10th. We will be announcing that officially next Tuesday.
Our wedding still kind of soft.
Compared to last year, a little
Okay.
bit, but I think we're seeing some pickup. Hopefully this new marketing will help it.
Awesome.
We just updated a marketing piece with a local website, Web Plan Madison is a website here. So we've updated some marketing pieces with them too as well, but they're a little down from last year, but nothing to be skirmish about at this point.
Awesome. Any other questions? Wrap up. Oh, wait. Thank you.
Stuff. We who also will be competing with Cora Franklin right now?
Oh, it's good for
Because I think, first of all, it's very popular, right? So
that's what I asked you.
It's part of gift shop retail merch.
That kind of stuff.
Probably locally in Scranton Reef. Yeah, we have some. And a national level. Well, I'd have to look into that.
Okay, I was just wondering.
Yeah, I can dig into it a little and let you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm just thinking of what we could have that's unique that we don't have.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, I can look into that, Brad.
Welcome, Mike. Do you have any questions?
Thank you. No, I have no questions for the other PDs.
Thank you. All right, now you're up.
I'm glad you had quorum, especially for this very short agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, you are up.
Thank you. So Lisa Sparks, who is our gift shop manager, would be a great person to actually ask your question. She has a lot of the information with regard to, well, because she's the person buying all of the stuff that makes up our inventory in the gift shop. Okay. She'd be a great person, a great reference for you.
Great. Thank you.
September was very nice. You know, we had our second largest event budget, and we crushed it. You know, we had four conventions that, even though we were using $70,000 as the average when budgeting, they averaged a little over $125,000 per event. You know, a couple of them were known and repeat business, and a couple of them were newer stuff. So it's really nice when they do a ton of stuff for catering and also with AV. AV stuff is great because that's all, that revenue is all ours. The only drawback is if we have requests for equipment that we may not have in inventory or more than we have in inventory, we end up having to rent that from somewhere. And so it adds a little bit to our expenses. That's the stuff right off the top of my head and the notes that I made. We had two meetings. You know, we normally use about $5,700 for our average for meetings. We had two this month that were greater than $23,000 apiece. We had three conventions that exceeded $100,000 apiece and one conference that was almost $70,000. So all of those helped to contribute to just crush our September revenue budget. That took us, if you remember, we were about $75,000 in the hole at the end of August, mostly because of Bill's retirement, but I'm
not. We're better. We're better.
But the money that we ended up ahead for the month of September got us to about $115,000 to the good through three quarters of the year. October is looking strong as well. I think that this one is the highest event revenue budget month is October. It's a little over $500,000. And I think we're going to exceed that by about 15% or so. So hopefully the expenses don't kill us and that we can add a little bit more to the positive number. And then November and December even look strong as compared to previous years. Holiday parties are on the books still. Like Steve said, we're presently forecasting, I think it's 516 events. So it's about 20 down from what we budgeted at the beginning of the year. But the average spend per event has been really nice, which has helped us to get to a couple hundred thousand dollars ahead of budget right now. So stay tuned for October's report. End of report.
Any questions? All right.
Okay. So we've made it through the room tax meetings and received the allocations that we asked for, which was less than what we had previously got because we had less capital budget need this year. And the finance committee approved our capital budget request. We're still doing the operating budget presentations, the last one of us this week. So we'll wait for that end result of that. And the new thing, I guess, is that the city is going to be administering an all-employee survey in the next month. And this is the first one they've done for as long as I can remember. It's been a long time. So we're trying to, the goal is to get to 100% participation for each agency so that we can kind of set a baseline and then go from there and see what we're going to work together to figure out what the biggest issues are and then work towards solutions on those together. And we'll hope the results are good for all city departments. And then operations, we're going to be doing some training once it slows down. Most of that won't be until January, but we gotta get people trained on bloodborne pathogen handling, CPR, and we're going to also do an active shooter training. And then the command center got fully upgraded. The city wanted to switch to a different camera software called Gentech. And we didn't know until we got into it that it would require a full upgrade of the internet connection speed and hardware to operate the the Gentech software as we were operating it with the old software. Were apparently power users and that they didn't understand like how we used it. Most of the other cameras are kind of fixed and aren't, you know, moved around like ours aren't. They record, but they're not recording as much as ours do. So we just recently got it all squared away, I think, right, Sarah? Mm-hmm. All right. Sarah's been helping with this whole project. Then we started pressure spraying the outside of our building. We were focusing on the front side. We wanted to try this new sealant and test that. Being 28 years old, there's been some little tiny micro cracks in the concrete, and one had to be repaired on the lakeside, which went well. But we want to get a solution for that to stop that, and then next year, we'll continue our pressure spraying and get around the whole building. Mm-hmm. As Jeff was saying, September's been rocking, and audiovisual and all the other departments have been just really extremely busy. AV's been at a higher need, I guess, with the bigger conventions. And so they've been really working hard to take care of that. We've received some really wonderful customer responses on how great AV is, and Sarah has been mentioned specifically and others in the department about how great it is to work with us and how they're so happy with the AV. I think at least three, right? At least three. So that's good news. And then AV's been working on training some new stagehand staff, and they've added 8 new stagehands. And they've been working on training, but some more on the job training right now because we're so busy. But they tend to, or we'll circle back and finish up the training when it slows down. Community relations, still doing their standard yoga and meditation. They did a really nice job with Moon over Monona Terrace as well, and that was extremely well received, and I think the attendance was higher than it has been in the past. We got a lot of good comments from that as well, from people that attended. And let's see, the gift shop. Okay, so everybody in the city has websites and other, you know, has things that they provide to the public have to be ADA compliant. And so we're working on that currently. The gift shop has to pretty much redo their entire website. And then then we got to start working on the documents that are kind of documents that we share with the public. So that's a big project, has to be, I believe, done by next April. So Lisa's been tied up with that. And then still bringing in more products for Frank Lloyd Wright products for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And then, they talked a little bit about some advertising, but we've been working, or he's been working with the new partner, Shine United, and they've been working on new marketing concept. They did a really nice photo shoot. Do you want to talk about that at all?
Yeah, it's a photo shoot that yielded some wedding and meeting photos that were publishing some magazines and business magazine was one in particular. And then they did a digital ad banner for some digital ad displays as well. So it's a cool new concept, and it's got like a Winona Terrace wax seal that they added to her. It's a nice touch.
Mm-hmm. So. They brought in a model from New York, I believe, to do the photo shoot. That's what I heard.
I can't remember where they're from.
Yeah, that's what they told me.
There are two different models, one for meeting, one for weddings.
Can't do both.
Yeah. And it shut down the bike path for a little bit.
Yeah, Chris and met them here at 9 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I think they started the photo shoot as the sun was rising.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, the pictures turned out really nice.
Yeah.
And then our sales staff has been hard at it and getting around and meeting other, doing networking and training, and Natalie's doing exceptionally well. She's had a few sales already. She's hit the ground running. Laura has completed her training. Laura came back for a couple weeks. Yeah, retired again. Laura came back for a couple weeks to help her and make sure she was fully immersed in sales. And she has given her the seal of approval, and now she's off on a vacation. So, all right. Kind of go through all the events. We talked about some of them. Steve already talked about having hired Jeannie's replacement, which will be announced on Tuesday. We've also hired a gardener that's going to be starting in November. And then I hired Sarah's replacement. Sarah and I talked to her today. She accepted the position yesterday. We're super excited. She will also be starting on November 10th. And, we hired one of the AV stagehands, Cassidy Morin, as a full-time AV tech. So, and she's already started?
Yeah.
Yes. So it's this week, right?
Actually, she's already done a full, so it's 2 weeks. It's been 2 weeks.
Okay. So, Sarah's replacement's name is,
Lauren?
Lauren West. She's a local person. She was, grew up in Wanakee. She lives in, Madison currently. She was working, a lot of her work was in the LA area. She was working with advertising agencies and running, developing advertising programs and working with clients and running groups of teams to come up with these. So she's got a lot of skills similar to what Sarah has, and honestly, I think she could be related to Sarah. Time will tell.
Yeah.
She's very detail oriented, and she's very super excited to come work here. And so we're looking forward to that. Take some pressure off of Sarah.
Yes.
And our office people that have been holding down the fort. So I think that's it for me. I don't have any other questions.
Probably just a couple quick ones. Wondering if we know for the city administrative employee survey how long that will be open for responses.
I don't. I, I do, but I don't have it.
That's okay. Yeah. We just curious because sometimes that's helpful for getting that response rate up. And then for the ADA website review, was that something like it sounds like a citywide initiative? So they provide resources in like reviewing sites and giving recommendations, or can you speak to that process a little bit?
I didn't get into it very much, but Lisa is handling and Todd. Mm-hmm. So Todd did this our website, and then Lisa did the gift shop website, and then we all are going to have to figure out how to convert our
documents,
emails that go out to the public, and that'll be coming up next year.
Got it. Yeah. No,
I know they met with people, but I wasn't part of that.
Okay. Perfect. Hopefully, because I know that that's helped with those process sometimes at other organizations I've been at, to have that like one point of contact that's reviewing for compliance and all that fun stuff. So it's not all on every individual department.
Mm-hmm. I think it's IT. One of the.
That would be,
do you know?
DCR in the Department of Civil Rights.
Yeah.
I can just share one. It's definitely a citywide initiative. One example is for the Common Council website and the Alders blogs. We were instructed some time ago that we aren't supposed to use all capital letters.
Yeah. And sometimes color and font and things make a big difference for readability. Great.
You say that's citywide. Is that private businesses too, or just city?
Just the city department.
The event is disability initiative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any other questions? Go ahead.
This might be more for Sarah, but I was just curious: are the amount of IOTC stagehands that have come on board recently an unprecedented large number? Is that kind of routine? Or is that because of retirements of state hands? Or
we were getting low last year on our state hands count, like our regulars, the ones that knew the building, because they were getting full-time work. And so when I came on, one of my missions was to start getting people in the pipeline. So the time we got to October, we'd have enough hands that knew enough about the building that we could unleash them and get things done. So it was an initiative that I undertook. So we hadn't made any effort for several years to do this. And I think that's why there's so many at once.
And we had some movement because we had Nick left.
Oh, because we've hired two people out of that pool, we needed to have, you know, more people come in. So we knew things like that were going to happen, and we just wanted to be prepared, especially as we got close to this time of year.
And the union has a good talent pool.
Yeah.
They're actively on their own initiative are recruiting new members. So,
A lot of them,
there's not a shortage.
Have come, a few of them have come straight from the union, but a lot of them were, I talked to my stagehands, my regulars, and I said, who are you working with outside of here? Mm-hmm. Who, you know, what companies are producing people that know what they're doing and want extra money? You know, we have school, a lot of kids that are in college that are working in programs like theater programs and stuff like that. I'm like, any other students interested in learning stuff?
Yeah.
You know, so then we ended up starting getting people from all of those different areas who were interested, and hey, I heard you were looking, and you know, we started just getting a nice little influx of people that are interested in being trained to be here regularly.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that we do here that are, you know, more technical that you can't just grab anybody out of the pool, and so that's why they keep a handful of people that are skilled and trained on Monona Terrace equipment and the specialty areas. Mm-hmm. And that's what you're trying to beef that up and make sure we have the right people on board. That's why we get good customer service emails.
Continuously.
Yeah.
Well, great for being so proactive.
Thank you.
You're doubling as a union organizer too, it sounds like the union should be you're getting them so many new members. Oh, your recruitment.
Yep, they definitely have to join. So we don't say hire them.
Any questions? Not? Entertain a motion to adjourn.
Before we adjourn, can I just say, Sarah, if this is going to be your last official meeting staffing us, you might be. Are you going
to
be?
I'm going to train. The next I'll definitely have to train, and I'll probably be November, and maybe even next year.
Maybe in January.
I'm thinking because December will probably be canceled, so November will be her trial, and then January will be her official. Like I'm gonna let her take it over, but I'll be around.
So you'll definitely be with us at this table, or we'll have a room you're with us next month.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
We weren't gonna let her get away that easily.
No. And for the holiday party, are the retirees invited? Remind me, we see people like Bill and Laura there, and are they not invited?
I think this is Mike asking for invite.
Yeah.
I was just thinking as you're talking about.
That's in December. Steve, have you guys started putting together that list yet?
Yeah, we have a list, but I thought about MTLM and it's a very
at least sales alone.
Well, that's a strong possibility.
It's a client for
relationships.
Laura could be the entertainment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Some might say Bill could be entertaining too, though.
Yeah, so it's possible. The invites will go out whether they're available.
Yes, I understand. Yeah, I just can't remember if you see retirees at these events or not. And by the way, I think it's a nice change going back to the traditional holiday time. Somewhere up on the rooftop was iffy with Mother Nature.
Mm-hmm. And I could never go.
Oh,
you could never go.
Oh, no. I won't go on August.
Oh,
but remember, I can. So
oh, there you go. Now we just have to hope there's great weather and not a ton of snow.
Is it on the roof?
Muni Terrace.
Last few years, it was on the roof.
Yeah.
The idea was to move it to the roof in the summer. December summer, right? Yeah.
All right. I have a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
But all those in favor?
Aye.
They're adjourned.
Aye.
Bye, family.
Bye,
family.
I say aye very late.
Have a good one.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
No, I'm saying. Are you busy?
Yeah, I was.